What happened to it?
It's fucked up, you know.
Anybody remember Heat? It's kind of a tragic murder scene where the tech there, the actress playing the tech, that was very good. She's playing a crime tech, and Al Pacino's there, goes, "So why?" And he says to her, "Why is that witness? Why is that woman witnessing? Her daughter's just died." "Because it's fucked up." Anyway, that was very good. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay. Now you're messing with test. Oh, you see, yeah, you can't do that. Testing 1, 2, 3. Path to the draft. Goddamn. Who would ever think that you could do 24/7 of football, 365 days a year? But as you know, I watch the NFL channel. I'm now watching the Major League Baseball channel. Just so you guys know, I'm not watching fucking news 24/7. You ought to know that by listening to the shit that comes out of my mouth, you know. But boy, the NFL channel is now, it's like I'm done, you know. And so this is April. We're getting on to April, and I'm finally done with football. Because I've been watching post-Super Bowl coverage, and they did all kinds of shit having to do with the marvelousness of the Eagles, and the goddamn highlight films that have come out have been pretty amazing. They did one. I just saw a highlight film today of the Eagles and Patriots Super Bowl that was told from the standpoint of the on-field audio, which was really cool. So in other words, from the moment, I guess, the teams arrive at the stadium through the sort of preparation, they would drop in radio calls as they do on a lot of the NFL film coverage, but they had mostly, it was the mic'd players and coaches, and then onto the field they get, and then they mic'd the refs too. They had everybody with a microphone. It was incredible. They had a fucking, you know, I got to tell you something. Well, they can't do that. I was going to say live, but you don't know. Not just language. Let's forget the language part. Let's talk about personal things that may be said, you know, that people were. I wouldn't. If I was the player rep, if I was a union rep with the players, see, because I was a union rep once. A lot of good it did me. But there's a whole lot of, you know, too much worry. I don't mind the union, but being a union, a shop steward, as we were called, too much fucking. I got a job to do. You know, I got a career to take care of. But anyway, I guess I'm not that selfless or something. But if I was a union rep of the NFL Players Association, it definitely would say, no, you don't. You know, no, we don't want microphones. No. Well, it's very entertaining. I don't give a fuck. You know, it's an invasion of our privacy. Having said all of that, they had a really great invasion of privacy in this movie that I was watching because it was highlight reel, because it was all on-field audio, and it was terrific. So they have all of that. So, you know, you wade through that, and you wade through the combine. I have to tell you, the scouting combine was the most boring goddamn thing. I don't give a shit, you know. This is where the draft picks or the perceived college stars go through these combines. Their speed, agility, pass catching, throwing the football, tackling, blocking, everything is assessed. And it was in Indianapolis this year. It was interesting for about, I don't know, 3-4 days. It seemed like it went on forever, man. I was done after about 4 days of that shit. And there's cats that are just, well, let's welcome back here. Well, this is going to be interesting. Now, what about this? You know, like, get out of here, man. So, if I was betting those games, if I was a gambler, I mean like a professional gambler, I would watch that shit till the cows came home. But Emmitt Smith, all-time NFL leading rusher. By the way, Doug Flutie did not, what was I talking, in the game the other day, or the show the other day, we said Doug Flutie was in the Hall. Doug Flutie is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Doug Flutie is in the College Football Hall of Fame and the Canadian Football League Hall of Fame, or the Canadian Hall of Fame. Canadian Football Hall of Fame. So, no, he didn't make the pro football. And, you know, that makes sense. That makes sense. Played for how many teams? He played for a lot of teams. But, you know, he helped all of them win. I think he won a Super. He was on a Super Bowl winning squad, at least one. He won 3 or 4 straight MVP awards in Canada. Note about Canadian football. You know, I was up there 4 years ago. I was talking to my cousin, Brian. I said, well, you know, you can... He's not a Canadian Football League fan, and he's a Canadian. He's a New England Patriot fan. At least he was back in 2011 when it was all the rage. And he said, I don't want to watch a whole season of the Canadian Football League just to see one guy maybe make it in the NFL. The percentage of cats that make it out of Canada to the NFL, it's not high. You know. Because by the time the NFL gets done with assessing the talent, cats that go to Canada, it's a 1 in a million shot, man. It's not 1 in a million, but it ain't good. But it happens, you know. I'd say more than one guy every year, a handful of guys. that was my cousin Brian. Now my other cousin Paul, who's older, he's dyed in the wool Canadian, but he loves all sports. I mean, he loves the NFL too, but I said to him something like, I forget what I said, but I said, you're going to go see the Grey Cup. I was on in November, and we were there. I was there. When the fuck was I? That was there in October, I think. Yeah, you know, yeah, we watched the Grey Cup at the Balmy Beach Club, you know, down there in East Toronto, you know, where the in the beaches there with. And I said, that's where the Hendry family's from. And as I've told you a million times, ad nauseum. Anyway, he says, I can tell you, Phil, pound for pound, on Grey Cup Day, on Grey Cup Sunday in Canada, with the team's fans and supporters in the stands, it can be every bit as exciting as a Super Bowl. So, I can dig it, because that's where his orientation is, you know. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if there's a law or if it's a gentleman's agreement or what, that no NFL team may be placed in Canada. Now, you know that Buffalo played a couple of exhibition games. And I got into an online discussion with some people in Canada about that. These were really dyed-in-the-wool NFL fans in Toronto. And they played an exhibition game in Toronto. And they were really excited about it, and they wanted an NFL team in Toronto. And it was not a success in terms of attendance, which could be, you know, for a lot of different reasons. But I said to them, because I had just been reading some stuff that day, the NFL doesn't want any teams in Canada. The NFL doesn't want to fuck with the CFL. Because as far as the NFL is concerned, the Canadian Football League is still a valuable resource. It is a valuable farm league, if you want to call it that. It's a valuable developmental league. The NFL sees a lot of value there in keeping the Canadian Football League in business. And in the mid-1990s, I think the NFL floated about $100 million, $150 million loan to the CFL. Because they'd made a series of really disastrous moves. They had expanded into the United States. It did not go well. They had teams here in the United States. It was screwy, man. They had San Antonio, Sacramento, Baltimore, places where the NFL was not. And it was not a success. It was a disastrous thing. These teams had to fold up. In fact, one of the teams had won the Grey Cup, and they had to fold the team up. But I guess that's kind of the history of the CFL. It's got that very erratic, in places, very erratic history. They didn't even have a fucking Canadian Football League till the late 50s. Didn't even exist. Before that, it was the Ontario this and that, and the Western, it was the Ontario Rugby Football Union. That's what they called it. As late as the 50s, rugby football. And then, although they were playing the North American game that we know. Helmets, throwing, running, blocking, that kind of shit, you know. But in Canada, they did their thing. So Long story short, just to shut up and wrap up about this bullshit, the NFL does not want to fuck with the CFL any more than the CFL wants the NFL fucking with them. Why they greenlit an exhibition game in Toronto, I would have to look into, but I don't think it was because the NFL was giving its blessing to an expansion team in, or a move by an existing team into Toronto, because that would be a disaster for at least the Toronto market, and probably for the whole Canadian league, because then you'd just whet everybody's appetite in Canada for NFL football, and that's the end of the CFL. And say what you want about the CFL, it's a unique game, it's its own game, it's not the American game, it's the Canadian game, which is a three-down game, longer field, you know the story. You may think it sucks, who knows, but it's a game more attuned to, say, arena football, where everything is offense, you know. It's been around a long goddamn time. It's been around longer than the NFL. Somebody said, and I think I've already told you guys this, that the Canadian game was the original game because the North American game is played on a 100-yard field, because when they brought the Canadian game down here, it could not accommodate 110 yards. The stadiums built here were not big enough, so they just shrunk the field. I don't know how true that is. I have to look into it, but it's one of the things that...
It's one of the things that one hears, isn't it?
Right thing. I'd heard, and Margaret asked me to call you. Why would you... I don't know the idea behind this incestuous sexual comedy. Is that what it was called?
Yes, Father, but I wasn't trying to promote incest. We thought it would be funny.
You thought it would be funny to have a comedy that shows a boy and a girl, a brother and a sister, having sex with each other. Is that right?
We didn't.
Well, yes, you did, Frank.
No, we did not, Margaret. God damn it. We said...
What's the language, please? Because I'm going to come unglued.
I appreciate and I apologize. We said that we would have a comedy called Your Sister Too. You know what? I'm so sorry I ever got out of bed this morning.
Yeah, Frank, this is Pastor William Rennie. I want to weigh in on this. I know you're a good man.
Hey, I don't need to talk about this. This was 20 goddamn years ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah, when was this, Frank?
20 years ago, okay? Or not 20, it was 40 years ago. 40 goddamn years ago. And it was Your Sister Too, starring Bethany Daniels and Foster Winston.
Are you making those names up?
Yes, I am. I'm making those names up.
Bethany Lewis.
I'm playing with Father McQuarters, huh?
Hello, everyone.
Father McQuarters, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, Father, go ahead. Wait.
All right. Can I ask, Father, do you know what we're talking about?
Phil, if you don't mind.
No, but do you?
No, I heard about one of Frank's shows, right?
Father, it's not important.
Well, it is. He's, you know, you're golfing with the guy.
I'd like to tell him, this is about a show, Father, called Your Sister Too, that Frank produced. It was about incest.
What the fuck are you talking about? I heard about these shows, and I gave Frank dispensation, name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In nomine patri, spiritu et spiritus sancti, amen. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiri 220.
Go and sin no more.
Thank you.
All right. Now, who's away? I did, and I was very disappointed. But, you know, we had the game. And I told Frank, yes, Phil, I did, and I was very disappointed. And I thought that he would,
Why are you playing golf with me?
I'm playing golf with you because I've never played it at Riviera. What a dick. Hey, man, I'd love to play at Riviera.
I'm out here with Father McQuarters and Pastor William Rennick because I knew he'd be talking to you about this.
You know, Frank, you think that's going to protect you?
Yes, I do. Hold on for me. Are you away?
I'm away right now. Great shot there, Pastor. Thank you.
Boy, you're pin high on that, Pastor Rennick.
All right.
And
all right, now let me just let Father McQuarters and Pastor were McQuarters and Father Rennick.
Father McQuarters.
Father McQuarters. Oh, out of the line.
Now, come on. Get some legs. Get some legs, baby. Yeah. We're on.
That's great. They're both on, and I got to talk to you about...
Hey, can I get Father McQuarters?
Father, you want to...
Hi, Phil.
How are you, Father? So, you know about these shows?
About what Frank said that you'd be coming to talk about... Talk about... He's talking about your sister, too. Oh, man. Yeah. We know all about it. It's disgusting. Don't grab the phone. All right, here's the phone. Phil, I'm... Frank told me all about it. Your sister, too, and a funky chicken, too. I told him that I didn't want to hear any more about it. He came to me and told me.
I came to them in disgrace.
Well, these were shows. This show was produced 40 years ago.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference that it was 40 years ago or 20 years ago, 40 minutes ago. He knew that you'd be on the air, so he wanted to golf. I think Frank wanted to golf with us today so he'd have some protection.
Oh, is that it?
Well, you know.
Now, wait a minute, Margaret.
Well, what are you going to protect him, Father?
I can't protect him from... No, I can't, because obviously this is a comedy. Yes, we have Pastor William Rennick. I'm talking about your sister, too, which is a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it's not in the best of taste. But by the same token, I think we all have to forgive and forget.
Yeah, let's just forgive and forget on that, you know. Yeah, see? Forgive and forget.
And how much of this is the forgive and forget? Because you happen to be playing Riviera on Frank's membership.
Could you repeat that?
I said he heard you.
Well, now, hold on. You think that we're being mercenaries here?
Pardon me. I have to shoot, so could everybody shut up for a minute?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, they're making noise.
Frank!
Excuse me, but shut the... Oh, fuck.
Frank.
I don't care. You guys are on. Look at that. Right into that pothole bunker. You cunt.
Oh, man. Yeah, that language is...
Oh, you guys will still want to play Riviera, though, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Then you're going to have to put up with my language. Father McQuarters, she says she doesn't like the language, you know.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Who's sitting on the streets of the city? Smiling at everybody she sees. Everyone knows it's windy, and windy and stormy eyes. Above the flown. What am I doing, man? What? What is this shit? Look at this. Well, I'm a day at a time. What the fuck is this? Well, I'm a day at a time. Well, I'm a seeker and a knower in a seven-man bind. Man, I've never heard that song before. That's goofy, man. That's way goofy, dude. I don't know, man. So the audio on this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Association is on our show tonight for their third appearance. Now, every time they come... Wait a minute, cool it. Every time they come onto our show, it seems their records of accomplishment are greater and greater.
This show was the biggest show on Sunday night at one time. Smothers Brothers.
Plus two gold albums, which sold over 1 million copies.
Now, in spite
of all this, they still remain disgustingly conceited and totally aloof. After tonight and what they say is a great honor for us, they have consented to premiere two songs that never before heard by the public. The first song is entitled Everything That Touches You. Ladies and gentlemen, the Association.
Phil Henry remembers high school. I just want you to know this is music my sister listened to. It's not anything that don't get the wrong idea. Okay, I was looking for something and I suddenly got sidetracked. What was that song? I'm assuming, what is that? What is this? All right, fuck this shit, man. I gotta get my thing. I gotta get my thing and my thing. Time and time, shoot, 24.
Hi, Phil. This is Dean Wheeler, and hi, this is Dean Wheeler calling. I don't know whether or not.
Yeah, this is the. Hello, Mr. Yeah, how are you? I'm very good, thank you. I'm very good. This is a part of United States Naval training that's going to be taking place for a long time, and it will be out here on the Santa Barbara Channel until early June. We'll be testing ordnance, shooting rockets at things and blowing them up in the sky, and it's really nobody's business but our own. The reason why we don't want anyone over there on San Miguel is because we just want people to... We want to control the movements of people just to see what they'll do. Well, we think that President Trump's losing his fucking mind and... ow. Thank you. It's been a... quite a difficult time. I don't think... it's been a difficult time, not one that...
With us is Naval Commander William Hardon. Sir, so you are not allowing anyone over there on Funk Island?
No, we're not allowing anyone on Funk Island for as long as I'm alive. I'm not going to let anybody on over there. They can all kiss my ass. And, it's a rough thing to say. And, yes, it's a very rough thing to say, but... For me and for mine, it's the only way to go.
This is Commander Butch Gosling. Commander Gosling, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now we had reports that there would be you're keeping people off of Farmer Island.
We're keeping people away from Farmer Island right now, Phil, because a lot of people go camping there, and a lot of people have enjoyed themselves, and we don't have anything, there's no problem with that, but we have seen a lot of people more and more using the island, using the camping facilities, and watching the wildlife, and I and myself, other members of my team, we don't get the same amount of off time, so to see other people enjoying themselves... I built up a resentment, so I just started to. So I closed the island.
So you closed the island because you resented people?
Yes, I did.
What kind of sense does that make?
It makes a lot of sense. You being in the Army, General, you wouldn't understand it, but I work for a living. I'm in the Navy. Oh!
Yo, yeah, right. Jimmy Johnson is not in the Hall of Fame, is he? He's not. You are a smooth. He is not in the Hall of Fame. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's not in the National Football League Hall of Fame. How the fuck does Jerry Jones get in the National Football League Hall of Fame? 1-2. Lost to the Lions in 91. Then won the Super Bowl in 92. Won the Super Bowl in 93. In 96, went to Miami. 8-8. 9-7. 10-6. 9-7. He just didn't really... Divisional. He never got past the divisional round. Never won a division.
Yeah, I mean, but...
What he did in Dallas was pretty goddamn special. Jerry Jones. Well, where do they get off saying Jerry Jones is the shit? Let me see here, man. 9:30, here we go.
Love.
Jerry Jones, I mean... Mm-hmm. All right, man. That's about all we can stand of that.